Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, top of the third hour. As normal, it's our Monday Mortgage Minute. Kurt Rogers joining us now. Kurt, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, John. How are you?
I am doing very well. Talk to us about some of the changes. I know we touched on this last week, but didn't get into a lot of depth. The investment property changes.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have come out as of last Friday. They are now charging more, not in rate, but in cost to do the loan on investment properties and second homes. They believe that those folks that are buying those are sucking up, I believe, too much of the market and not leaving them out for people to buy primary residence. So effective last week, they started to charge a half a point to as high as 3 points more in cost for anyone doing a Fannie or Freddie loan.
So make sure I'm following you. What they're really saying is we don't want some of you investors and folks like that actually buying these homes. We want to leave those in the market for a, you know, first, second, third time home buyer to buy, not somebody looking for an investment. Am I hearing that right?
Right. And the funny thing about this, John, is not all the lenders have to deal with it. Depending on how many investment properties and second homes you've done in the past will determine if you have to charge that fee. And we have a couple lenders that we deal with that we don't have to deal with that. But it's pretty much about 85% of the lenders out there are now going to have to charge more money because of that. And I think what Fannie and Freddie are worried about is if rates continue to rise in a year or two from now, there's going to be too many people that are going to walk away from investment properties, which can affect the value of homes. I think they're being precautionary now.
I see. So two-sided. They're looking at it as a way to keep inventories in a way up in some areas like here in Colorado where we have very, very low inventory. And they're also looking down the road saying, yeah, these are likely be some of the first guys to bail if something goes bad as well.
That's correct.
Okay. I guess now that you put it that way, I can kind of understand, you know, where they're coming from. And that's the way there. And not that I agree with it, but it's their way of regulating the market, correct?
Yeah, and the feds do that all the time on different little things just to make sure people don't go overboard. They change regulations. You know, we talked about this last week about in 2008, the mortgage meltdown happened mainly because there were no regulations. That happening again is almost impossible because they've tightened the regulations down so much that you're not going to have that risk out there as you had before.
Okay. All right. Kurt, how do they get a hold of you? And then what's coming up tomorrow on Haystack?
You can call us at 720-895-0500. Go to our website at aimortgage.net. Just so happens we're going to have Mike Hills. This is a guy that can show you how to buy investments and avoid that half a percent or that up to 3% cost. So there are still opportunities out there.
Okay.
You just have to be a little bit more careful.
All right, perfect. Kurt, as always, I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And that, again, is our Monday Mortgage Minute. Give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, folks, Franktown Firearms is next, and it's a very important time as far as I'm concerned to own a gun. If you don't now, get yourself into that world. Own one, get trained on how to use it properly, know the difference in calibers, ammunition, how to shoot it, hold it, draw it, all those different things. It can all be taught at Franktown Firearms. By the way, not just rifle, but pistol as well. They've got it all, and shotgun. So you name it, they've got it. And again, Franktown Firearms. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
Regardless of your starting point, Franktown Firearms will take your shooting skills a level up. Maybe you've never shot a gun before, and you want to get over your fear of pulling the trigger. Maybe you consider yourself an experienced marksman, but you've never received tactical training, and you want to develop muscle memory to respond in any situation. Head trainer Karen Murray and her team of trainers at Franktown Firearms design their classes to cater to your level of ability and prior knowledge, offering a diversity of firearms platforms from static to moving and shooting to target acquisition engagement. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms, confidence through practice.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We've got another guest joining us here in just a few minutes where we're going to talk about eggs. I was telling Charlie at the top of the hour, I'm one of those guys where I could pretty much eat an egg. I don't know that I ever get tired of them. I could eat one at every meal, no problem. I realize there's some folks out there that maybe cannot do that, but I can do that, except one dish where it's very popular, especially around the holidays, and I'm just not that guy. Deviled eggs, I'm not a fan of. Charlie knows that, and I'll eat pretty much anything. Charlie knows that as well. There's very few, and it's not that I won't eat one. It's just not, if I had a choice between it and something else, I'll go grab something else because I'm just not a deviled egg guy. But we're going to talk to Olivia Nichols here in a few minutes. She is from Nest Fresh, which is basically a brand of eggs, if you would. It's like a co-op. We'll talk about that here in a minute because March is nutrition or National Nutrition Month, which we talk about these things on Wednesdays quite a bit. But I thought, I'd start shaking this up a little bit and changing some things around and talk about some of these things even outside of the Wednesday time frame, where maybe some other folks listening might actually hear some things that you wouldn't hear otherwise. So we'll talk about some of that here as we go through this next segment. After that, I've got Frank Knapp Jr., and he is actually a co-chair and president of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to talk about health insurance. I know for a lot of you folks, that's a big deal, especially those of you that are business owners. And I know it's something that, myself, we go through on a, myself, Richard, and others, we go through that on an annual basis when it comes to, health insurance. How does it work as a company? How are we going to make that happen? And again, it's one of those bigger, I don't know if worry is the right word, but it's a big deal for folks, especially those that are, smaller employers when they start looking at health insurance. And those of you that are, literally a one or two member, shop business, it's a big deal to you. And so we'll talk about that again as we get into that 5:30 mark as well. Because again, it came up in a survey that it's a bigger worry than actually COVID itself is. But Olivia Nichols joining us now. Olivia, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. So first off, explain to us, and I did my best even before you came on to do it, but I'm sure I butchered it. Who is Nest Fresh?
Yeah, so at Nest Fresh, we are an innovator with ethical eggs. We're delivering 100% cage-free, non-GMO, pasture-raised eggs and specialty eggs at that. And we really care about the communities that we serve.
Okay, and I've seen your products. Actually, I've used your eggs before, and they're available for those of you listening, real quick. They're available in Colorado at Albertsons, Alfalfa's, Costco's, King Supers, and City Market for you guys in the mountains, Lucky's, Natural Grocers, Niwot Market, Safeway, Walmart, and Whole Foods. Did I miss anybody, Olivia?
You've got it.
All right, so those are all available. Now, I guess question from you is, how do you keep the quality of you know, your products. We've got a great company we work with on the meat side where they know exactly where, for in this case, you know, if you're going to buy chicken, they know exactly where the chickens are raised, how they're processed, everything's done humanely, much like what you're doing when it comes to the egg production. How do you keep that quality up and control all of that through your farms?
Sure, yeah. So, you know, Nest Fresh is all about that 100% cage-free, family farm produced, and, you know, a hormone and antibiotic-free. So it's really about dealing with the family farms, being very regional with it, and having that cage-free aspect. Now, cage-free doesn't necessarily mean that they're roaming around, but our pasture-raised eggs come from certified humane hens where they get a minimum of 108 square feet per bird.
Wow, so that's actually, that for a chicken, that's a lot.
Yeah, and we believe that healthy hens lead to healthy eggs and therefore healthy humans.
And, well, you know, and I do know that, and I maybe because I eat a ton of eggs, Olivia, I can taste and tell the difference. At least I feel I can. I mean, I think if you were to put a couple of eggs in front of me blindfolded, I can tell you the difference in the taste. I mean, I think correct me if I'm wrong, but the yolk for me is what changes depending upon all the things that you're talking about. Am I correct in saying so? In other words, I think your types of eggs will have a more tasteful yolk. Am I saying that right?
Yes, that's correct. So, you know, our yolks are of a deep color. They really look differently.
They're golden, right? I'm trying to describe this on air, but they're more of a golden color, right?
Yes, they're definitely a golden color, and you know, the whites stand up very well, meaning that it's not that runny. So it's really just a really great quality egg that's produced from these hens.
Okay, we talk about March being National Nutrition Month, and before you came on, I said this, but I'll tell you again. I'm a guy that could literally eat eggs three meals a day, no problem. One of my favorite, you know, foods that are out there. I can put an egg with just about anything, and you know, I'm in good shape, plain or with something else. I'm good. I'm an egg guy, so I love them. So this is a perfect segment for me to talk to you guys on. But when we talk about Easter, and of course that brings up, you know, Easter eggs and all those different things and so on. Yet that's a food group that, you know, really has had sort of negative, positive connotations. And yet I think the more we learn about it, we realize that they're actually pretty good for you.
Yeah, you know, eggs are a really complete program or protein, which means they have every amino acid that your body needs. So they have different vitamins. You've got iron, calcium, every vitamin, including A, which helps your eyes. You have E, which helps your eyes as well as your skin. And then you have vitamin B vitamins as well that help with energy. So there's a lot of good aspects of eggs. And, you know, some people really worry about the fat and the cholesterol content. But current research strongly suggests that the dietary cholesterol has much less impact.
Agree.
Agree.
So, and by the way, for those listening, and we talk about this a lot on my Wednesday health and wellness show, Olivia, is it's also we talk about the fats, it's a good fat. This is totally different than some of the other fats that we might run into.
Yeah, and a lot of nutritionists are backing it up now, so it's definitely starting to make its way out.
Well, and that's good, because, again, for a long time, I think eggs, it was sort of like salt. You know, for years, we weren't supposed to have salt and eat eggs, and yet we were consuming, you know, so much sugar that I think really we're still reaping the repercussions of decades of that for a very long time. Now we're finally realizing, wait a minute, salt's not really all that bad for you, and neither are eggs. Actually, both are good for you.
Yeah, and you know, it's all about moderation. I think that's what it is with everything.
Agree. All right, give us a few great, you know, recipes or things that folks can look at as we, not even through Easter, but just in general, where folks can think beyond just having, you know, a boiled egg or scrambled eggs. You know, give us some other things that they can do with them.
Sure. So at nestfresh.com, we have a lot of these recipes. One of my favorites as we head into spring is the fresh fruit custard. So you take four large Nest Fresh eggs, whichever variety that you would like, a cup of sugar, 2 cups of milk, a teaspoon of flour, and then also a teaspoon of vanilla along with a pie crust. And you just put it in that pie crust after that's been cooked and bake it for 350 degrees for 45 minutes. And it's a great treat.
Yeah, it sounds very, I've never had that.
You can whip up.
Yeah, it sounds very good. I've never had that. Wow. Okay, something I've never eaten much of. Talk to us about curd.
Yeah, so a little bit about one of the recipes that I wanted to share. Pavlova I'm sorry, Pavlova. Okay. I always say that word wrong. It's a Russian recipe, so I have a little bit of a hard time with that.
That's all right.
It's like it's an Easter egg recipe, and you know, it contains the egg whites, and then you create the meringue first, and you cook that. And then when it comes to the curd, it includes your egg yolks, just the yolks, sugar, lemon zest, and then cold unsalted butter. So it's a little bit different in the aspect of the way it's made. But once you get those, you know, those meringue egg, kind of, they're kind of like, you kind of like a nest. Then you would put it inside the indentation of the meringue. And it's really great. If you haven't had it, it's delicious. I actually can buy curd on your own if you don't have the time to make the curd from scratch. You can tend to find them, I believe, at King Soopers. They have a lemon curd.
All right, and I didn't know this until reading, you know, more about you guys, but you're a family company started here in Colorado in 1991. Talk about that, if you would.
Oh, the history of the brand.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, 1991 isn't that long ago, if you think about it. And the founders, they wanted to create...
You know, almost 30 years ago. Well, you know, it's quite a while, actually.
I guess you could. I guess it. You know, time flies.
It does. It does. I mean, I'm like you. I think 1991. That wasn't that long ago. That's 30 years ago, actually.
Oh yeah, boy. To me, it doesn't sound that long ago. But I definitely see where you're coming from now. 30 years is quite a bit of years in our time. And in the early years, we did produce and sold exclusively in Colorado.
Okay.
But now we're all over the country, and we have networks of family farms and. Now a lot of people can enjoy Nest Fresh and feel good about, you know, what they're eating in a conscious way.
Right. Yeah. And again, I did not know I should have looked this up, you know, long before, but I never realized the, you know, Colorado connection, but it's very cool. And again, I've eaten you guys' eggs before. And again, I've seen them all over the country. Okay. So question I have for you guys, and if this is too much detail,
sure.
Fine, just tell me, but when it comes to selecting, you know, a new farm, because I'm sure it's one of those things you guys are always looking at, you know, supply and demand and so on. When it comes to that, how do you decide, you know, who to get on to your, you know, who becomes a supplier? How do you make that decision?
Yeah, I'm not really privy to the selection process, but my short answer would be people that believe what we believe in,
okay.
That we believe in taking care of the animals and taking care of, you know, the people. So,
and I'm sure, and I don't want to speak for you guys, but I'm sure there's a vetting process, much like our advertisers here on my program. There's a vetting process to make sure that, to your point, they don't not only believe in what you guys believe in, but they back it up with the way they raise their chickens and handle that end of it as well, I'm sure.
Correct.
This is really awesome. Okay, so I guess next question, which maybe, again, if I'm going too far, tell me. Cost, is there a difference, and is it a huge difference in price in buying something along these lines versus just buying, you know, whoever's producing as many eggs as possible, putting them in a crate and sending them off? Is there a cost difference? And if it is, how much?
Yeah, you know, there is a cost difference. If you just go to the grocery and you look at the commodity eggs and you would see our eggs versus the commodity ones that are, you know, from King Soopers, maybe their brand of that, you're going to see the difference in price. But you're also going to see the difference in eggs. And when it comes to the pasture-raised eggs, you know that the animals are being taken care of and that you want to help. So I think it just depends on why you're buying your eggs, you know. But I'd say for flavor and for the environment, Nest Fresh is a good tip.
Yeah, no, and by the way, for everybody listening, the flavor alone, for me, Olivia, it's worth, and in a lot of cases, folks, we're not talking about, you know, huge dollars. I mean, there's, you know, it's really, when it all comes down to it, Olivia, it's in most cases less than what we'd spend on a cup of coffee. So we're not talking about huge, huge dollars here. But at the end of the day, for me personally, when you have the taste and the quality and all of that that goes into it, and again, maybe because I eat enough of these things, I can, you know, vouch for this, but I can tell you, I believe there's a huge difference in the taste and the quality. And to your point, it's much like what we do with our local provider of meat here on our program. Knowing the way they're raised, knowing where the eggs are coming from, for me, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes a huge difference. All right, what's the website? How do folks find you?
Sure. You can find us at nestfresh.com, or you can go to Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Nest Fresh Eggs.
All right. Olivia, I appreciate you joining us very much. And you know, sorry for some of the other questions I'm throwing at you. I know that's a lot there,
but it's
just good stuff. I appreciate it. It's great. And I enjoy talking to you. And you guys just keep up the great work and keep producing really great eggs. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Olivia. Thank you very much. And yes, folks, I have, and I didn't know that before this actually became, you know, on my radar as far as an interview, but I've eaten their eggs for actually quite some time, and I will give you a personal testimony. They're great. I think they taste better, and I, for one, I know Charlie agrees with me. I can tell the difference between a really good quality fresh egg. You look at that yolk. It's nice and golden. To me, there's a huge difference between that and in a regular, what she would call a, what does she call it, Charlie? Just a commercially sourced egg. I don't know what the actual terminology is there, but there's a big difference. And if you're looking for that quality, look for that logo. It's Nest Fresh, and you can go right to the website, nestfresh.com. All right, we'll come right back. We've got another interview in store for you. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about health insurance with small businesses. Purify Shirley's up next, though, folks. And I said this earlier, there is right now a chip shortage going on in the entire world. It doesn't just affect automobiles, although it's affecting them greatly to the point where some particular lines and brands are shutting factories down because they just can't get enough chips to finish the vehicles. So if that's if a new car is in your realm, what I'm trying to say is I would buy it sooner versus later, because I think this is also going to drive the price of used cars up, and will probably drive the price of a new car up as well. So if you're interested in a new car right now, go to Purefoy Chevrolet. They've got all the products in stock, plus a lot full of used cars. You hear us review the new car segments on a regular basis. Well, guess what? All of those turn into used cars as well, and Purefoy Chevrolet has a great selection of used cars. Find them at purefoychevrolet.com, shop online, or 303-659-8311.
Corey, my blushing bride, where is the best car buying experience you've ever had?
Hands down, Purefoy. And I'm not just saying that because I do not enjoy buying cars. But when we had to buy one, they made it so easy. The financing especially was smooth as silk.
Why?
Well, you walked in and it's true. They were just so friendly. I didn't feel like I was targeted. I needed a car. I didn't want to get a car. And they understood that. They took the time to let me really test drive what we chose. And then they explained and answered every single question that I had.
Folks, there you have it. And by the way, Corey's telling the truth. I like looking at rows of cars and doing all that. I get into it. She hates it, and she actually enjoyed herself at Purefoy. You will too. For a better experience, go to purefoychevrolet.com or give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith wants to help you with your financial future. We've talked about that a little bit in today's program when it comes to how to invest, how to save on taxes, and so on. Talk to Al directly, and he can help you with all the things we talked about even earlier in the program. Find him at klzradio.com or his phone number directly, 303-744-1128.
Al Smith protects your nest egg from the high cost of long-term health care. Once you retire, you have one concern: making your money last. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, KLZ's retirement planning specialist, Al Smith, has worked in financial services for over three decades, specializing in retirement planning for the past 16 years. After all those years helping people manage their money, Al has spent a lot of time listening to his clients' concerns about retirement. Al has personally seen friends and relatives burn through their nest eggs in a matter of months, spending thousands of dollars a month on hourly health care, either at home or in assisted living. As part of your retirement plan with Golden Eagle Financial, Al will help you find alternative financial products with significant benefits in retirement, ensuring your nest egg can withstand the high cost of long-term health care. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter @RushToReason and on Facebook.com/RushToReason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Frank Knapp Jr. joining us now. He is co-chair and president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. Frank, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you?
Well, thank you very much, John, for letting me join you. Let me clarify that I'm co-chair of the Small Business for America's Future and president CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber
got
of Commerce.
It. All right. Well, appreciate that. Thank you very much. And again, thanks for joining us. And, you know, I'm a small business owner myself, and I know the topic today is really very near and dear, and I think hits a lot of small businesses, you know, right in the heart, and that is the cost of health insurance.
Absolutely. We just did a poll and we found that basically small businesses say they are being crushed by healthcare costs and overwhelmingly want government action to relieve the burden. 55% of the business owners said that health insurance was their biggest challenge. Health insurance for their employees, the biggest challenge, bigger than large corporation competition, bigger than COVID-19. 50% of our small business owners reported providing health insurance, and amazingly, 53% of those said that they have considered dropping it because of the rising costs.
Sure.
And the reason why the other people don't offer it, 76%, is because to do so, it costs too much. So
right.
this is a serious problem.
It is. I'm a business consultant as well, Frank, and you know, a lot of the businesses I consult have, you know, 25 or less employees, and now it's a big deal. It's probably one of the things that, you know, I think I talk to them about on not just an annual basis, but it's almost ongoing. Because here's the other issue that we're running into as small business owners is not only is the cost extravagant, in my opinion, I think most would agree with me, your survey even says so, but on top of that, what we're getting for the dollars we're spending in some cases, Frank, isn't enough to compete with others that are out there, you know, larger corporations that can offer a more quote-unquote Cadillac plan. You know, we're not able to even offer what the others can, and even what we're offering is costing us a fortune.
You're absolutely right. We just don't. Individual small businesses do not have the leverage against the health insurance companies to command the type of benefits for the same amount of money. It's a serious problem.
It really is. So question that, you know, I've got, Frank, and one of the ways that, and I've said this for years, that I think, you know, we as you know, business owners could combat this, and one of the ways the government, which I'm not a big government intervention guy, but I believe in this case, one of the ways government could help us would be, and correct me if I'm wrong, but if we had the ability to form more associations on a nationwide basis, thereby pooling, you know, funds and risk together, much like we do with other things we buy, you know, insurance for, if we had that ability, I think right out of the gate, we could lower prices and probably compete better in the marketplace when it comes to what we offer employees.
Well, John, I hate to disagree with the host. But I've been involved with the issue of health insurance costs, well, since early 2000s. And from experience, I can tell you that those types of association plans really never can work. You can't get enough of the lives covered to really drive down costs. Economists will tell me you need 60,000 lives in a plan to really control costs.
Okay, so
that is.
Okay, so let's stop there for a second. Because by the way, I agree with you. I think you're 100% correct. Because I've been involved in things along those lines, not directly with health insurance and getting people to participate. So I guess the question for you is, what could then be offered, or what would be an alternative to what I said that would still pool things together enough to where it would lower our costs but give a better plan across the board?
Well, I think, John, what we need to do is look at what is the problem now? What is driving these rates? And according to our poll, pretty much the big three, over 90% agree that it's the health insurance companies, it's the pharmaceutical companies, and it's the hospitals driving these costs. So we can really pick that apart and look and say, let's say pharmaceutical companies. A report just came out that said there's only three pharmaceutical companies that control almost all of the market. They really do not compete against anybody. They have complete control. Yes, we give them a monopoly for so many years if they come up with a new drug.
Right.
But these bio drugs, you can't bring down the cost because it costs too much for a generic company to make them, to do the testing. There are other ideas out there that maybe we ought to do some more regulations on these pharmaceutical companies, give them their, whatever they need for 10 years or whatnot to get all the money they can. But after that, they need to put a fixed cost on it that just covers their marketing and their production, and give them a nice hefty 10% bump after that, and then that's it. That would help control those costs.
Okay. When it comes to, by the way, I agree on the hospital side of the fence as well, and I think one of the ways, and we've had many guests here, advocating for a more of a, if you would, a free market when it comes to hospitals, posting what things cost, giving the cash versus insurance prices, which, by the way, it ought to all be the same as far as I'm concerned, Frank, but it's not. We know the game the games, plural, that are played in that area. How would you handle that end of things on the hospital side?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because in the poll, when we asked the small businesses, okay, what do you think we ought to do? I mean, they were so desperate. They basically said, anything you could come up with, we ought to try. So one of those things is requiring hospitals and physicians to publicly disclose the negotiated payment rates.
Okay.
I mean, we ought to know what they're negotiating and then what they're charging us. That would open up to competition between those hospitals and physicians and the insurance companies. So everybody knows what everybody else is getting. That will help control and drive down those costs. We ought to do other things. We ought to eliminate competition behavior that extends those brand drug monopolies that we just talked about a second ago. And maybe we ought to be able to come up with some type of a option for purchasing government-administered health plans, similar to Medicare. We've got to look at a lot of different things, because this is unsustainable. In fact, 40% of the respondents who said they offer health insurance and provide it to their employees, 40% of them said that those costs have gone up dramatically over the last 10 years or more. So it is getting worse.
Yes.
And the government, Biden administration, Congress have got to fixate on this to really help small businesses provide health insurance for their employees and for their own family.
Well, and this is where maybe you and I maybe will agree or disagree, but one of the things that I think is their end game is, frankly, Frank, exactly what we're experiencing. What I mean by that is, I think they want, I think some of the powers that be initially who want a one run government system to where all of us are on the exact same thing, much like they do in other countries, which, by the way, I'm vehemently against. I do not want that happening. But I think, in a way, if we don't fix some of this and do what you're talking about, we very easily could end up that way, because a lot of, let's face it, if we get enough small businesses across the country to just flat out say, we're not doing this anymore, we give up, we're not going to offer insurance, and it gets to the point where the only place people have to turn is a government-run healthcare system, well, in my opinion, that's what some of these guys wanted in the first place.
Well, you're right. There certainly is the folks who do want a Medicare for all. We are not supporting that. We think that the Biden administration does have an idea. Can we inject competition into the health insurance marketplace? Because right now we don't have a heck of a lot of it.
No.
That's where that whole thing about about having a some type of a public option plays in. If we all believe in competition, we may have to create some.
Well, and I, by the way, I agree with that. Here in Colorado, for example, I look at this on an annual basis as a company, and I will tell you that, we in Colorado, we don't have a lot of options as employers as to where we actually even go and buy insurance for our employees. And by the way, I'm talking to other clients across the country, Frank, where Colorado's not the only state that way. I mean, there are some cases where I've got guys I talk to on a routine basis, Frank, that might only have three, if not four, options of what to choose. And by the way, that's in my opinion, that's not competition.
Well, you're right, and that's what I'm saying. That if we're as free market folks like that, there are certain times that free market is not working properly, and I think this is one of them. This is one where we may have to be willing to create another competition for those big health insurance companies. It's not like they're going out of business. These guys get plenty of money. We just got to make them play a little bit closer to the vest when they quote these rates.
What's your feeling, Frank? And again, we're talking to Frank Knapp. He's with the and Frank, real quick, tell me again what the SBAF is, because that's all I've got is initials. Sure. I don't have the full spelling of that.
Not a problem. I'm the co-chair of Small Business for America's Future. It's a national coalition of business organizations and business leaders trying to inject the voice of small business out there.
Okay, so question for you. When it comes to, you know, let's face it, the hospital side of the fence and advertising their rates, by the way, which is what we in Colorado have to do with a lot of businesses here. I'm in the automotive world here, and Frank, you know, a lot of things here have to be publicly acknowledged, rates posted, things along those lines, to where people, when they walk in the door, know exactly what it's going to cost them to have X done. If we did that in the health, in the health provider world, not insurance world, but the health provider world, what does that do on the insurance side, and what do the insurance companies think of that?
Well, I don't think the health insurance companies want anybody to know what the negotiated rates are.
I agree.
That's not to the benefit. Keep it behind the door so you and I and everybody else out there just simply has to guess what's going on and think, well, this is the way it is. Well, it doesn't have to be that way if we had transparency.
Right. No, I'm a big one, by the way, on the transparency end of thing. I think that's one of, and there's multiple things you and I are talking about here, but that's one of the ways we can fix that. So I guess a question for you, Frank, is as we're, you know, talking to I'm a small business guy, you know, like attracts like. There's a lot of folks listening to us right now that are small business owners that are struggling with the exact same thing. What would you tell that small business owner? Where do we turn? What do we do? Who do we call? You know, how do we get involved to try to help fix some of this?
No question. Everybody who is really concerned about this and wants to do something, pick up the phone, call your local member of Congress, call your House member, call your senator. Tell them they must act. They must start taking action to control these health insurance costs, the health care costs, the pharmaceutical costs. They have to take responsibility, because if they just leave it to those industries, it's never going to get better. It's just going to get worse. So get active, call your members of Congress, and tell them they have to fix it.
Okay. Frank, how do folks find you guys and the websites? Where do they go?
Sure. They can just go to www.smallbusinessforamericasfuture.org. Very simple. Smallbusinessforamericasfuture.org.
Perfect. Frank, I'd love to have you back. This is good stuff. Any other topics that come up, let me know. We'll have you back on. I appreciate it, sir.
John, thank you very much. Have a great evening.
You're very welcome. I appreciate it. And yes, folks, that's a big deal. As I said earlier, a lot of the owners that I talk to on a routine basis, and even some of you that call in, this is a big deal. In fact, there's some smaller businesses. In fact, you know, folks that might only have two or three employees, where it becomes a real big struggle for them to offer insurance at all. And for those that even do offer insurance, the biggest struggle we now have, even folks like myself, is then competing with those, you know, big national companies that have much more buying power and a bigger pool to draw from. It really is hard to compete with some of those folks on that level. So, yeah, this is a big deal. It needs fixed. And as you can tell, no, I don't have all of the answers, but we got to get something done at some point in time. And I am 100% against a government-run healthcare system in this country, because when it's all said and done, we will have less healthcare, not better health care. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. And as we talk about getting your vehicle fixed, it's one of those things where you've got to keep it maintained, repaired. And the more you do that, the more money you save over time. Right now, there's a $70 rebate on certain Cooper tires, mostly truck tires, and a $50 rebate on passenger car tires. Find out more details by, again, contacting Extreme Auto Repair, 303-841-1071, or find them again at klzradio.com.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair and Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
All right, folks, as we talk about insurance and all the things related to and, you know, collisions and things that happen, slip and falls, you name it, there's a need. And it's not always, and it's not every day, but there's a time in your life where you're going to need an attorney to represent you. That's Kevin Flesch. And for some, that's more often than others. Some of you business guys listening, it's more often than not. You need somebody to represent you. Talk to Kevin. He would love to help you, whether you're a business, whether you're just an individual. You name it, he's there to help. It's fleschlawfirm.com, and that's F-L-E-S-C-H, fleschlawfirm.com, 303-806-8886.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesch. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills, and the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch of Flesch & Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesch, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesch of Flesch & Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
Networks change, benefits change, prescription plans change, and premium costs go up. So you want an independent broker who will compare plans from many different insurance companies, hunting for the right coverage at the best price for you. Group Insurance Analysts, 303-423-0162.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, winding down this Monday's edition. And, all right, Monopoly. Most of us know the game. I played it a lot when I was a kid. Honestly, I haven't played it for a long time, but they are changing. In fact, I'm going to play you a little. Let me just do this right now. I'm going to play you a little. I think this is basically on Twitter, but an advertisement to get you involved in the changes of the game that will be coming. So, Charlie, my sound's up. Here we go.
The Monopoly Community Chess Deck
could use a little update.
Second prize in a beauty contest.
Who got first?
Holiday fun matures.
What's a holiday fun?
Vote now to help choose the next Community Chess Deck.
All right, so Hasbro is looking to make changes to Monopoly, and they are asking for some input. Now, before I criticize Monopoly or Hasbro, which this is not a criticism of. I know lots of things need updated from time to time. I get that. And I will say that as long as they're doing this to be more relevant so they can sell more games, fine. I mean, I have thought for years there's some of the cards that you flip over that even as a kid when I was reading some of those, you would think, well, you know, what does this mean and why are we doing this? So I get the fact that this thing has been around for 85 years and probably needs some updates. Now, again, providing they're doing it for the right reasons and they're not being canceled, quote unquote, I'm all in. I do like the fact that they're asking for suggestions and there is a prize. So there's choices and prizes. There's a prize of 100 Monopoly dollars for volunteering on social media projects as a favorite nonprofit, building a new school playground for 100 Monopoly dollars, and a get-out-of-jail-free card after a video chat with friends. So these are some of the things that they're talking about. By the way, I think some of those are playing more towards the wokeness than what they should actually be doing. But they're asking for suggestions about what should appear on their cards. Now, they're saying that coming out of a rough year in 2020, the term community, quote-unquote, has taken on a whole new meaning. Well, maybe this is just good marketing by Monopoly and they're playing very well off of what's happened this last year. Maybe they're playing into the hands of the woke community. I'm not them. I don't know. You know, is it time for a refresh? Probably so. Although Hasbro has had a habit of sort of playing to that group, they've done so in the past. And I don't necessarily agree with you know, how and why they've done some of that. So we'll put some of this up on Facebook, and you can respond there as well. But the game Monopoly, the board game, will be making some changes down the road. By the way, I think I've got enough time to throw this in. I may come back and talk a little bit more about this with Andy tomorrow. But I thought, you know what? One of the things that I don't think we talk enough about on this program is why the left thinks the way they do. And I'm not a psychology guy by any stretch of the imagination, but it's always interesting to know, okay, why does someone feel the way they do? So I just, for grins, looked up, you know, the meaning of communism. Let's get some definitions and examples of communism. Everybody's got their own, but there is some real true meanings when it comes to communism and what Karl Marx in his manifesto came up with. So he outlined 10 points. And by the way, these are things that are happening in America as we speak. So those of you that think that I'm really outlandish and crazy when I call the left communists, I'm not. Because listen to these 10 things and tell me how these aren't happening in America right now. Abolition of property and land and application of all rents of land to public purposes. Happening as we speak, folks. And this, by the way, is also number two is going to happen next because this was announced over the weekend. A heavy progressive or graduated income tax. In other words, let's tax the rich. Abolition of all right of inheritance. And by the way, we do that through changing inheritance taxes, whereby inheriting something, it has no value. You know, there's no advantage in that anymore. Number four, confiscation of the property of all immigrants and rebels. Happening as we speak, folks, right now under our noses. Five, equal liability of all to labor and establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. Number six, the gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country. Again, folks, happening as we speak. Number seven, the free education for all children in public schools and abolition of children factory labor. We've already eliminated factory labor. We've already got free education. We're now trying to raise that all the way up into college. Number eight, centralization of credit in the hands of the state. That's already happened, folks. It's called the Federal Reserve. That's here and done. Number nine, the state would control communication and transportation. Yeah, folks, that's what's happening right now with the cancel culture and what they're doing through social media and regular media for that matter. And by the way, transportation, if they can use COVID in their advantage to change how we travel, number nine on this list. Number 10, the state factories and instruments of production would cultivate wastelands and improve the soil. Again, folks, these are the 10 things in communism, the 10 main points. And we're there. We're doing every one of these right now as we speak. So those of you that think sometimes I get a little outlandish when I call the left a bunch of communists, they are. That's a true label. It's a true statement. And that's exactly what's going on in America as we speak. And the only way, folks, to stop this is for all of us to push back against it. We talk about that continually. I will continue to do so. But there's your 10 characteristics of communism. And we're doing every one of those as a country right now. A Good Shop is up next. And by the way, I don't talk about this enough, but Al's a great guy. We text back and forth all the time. He sends me articles and different things. And he is definitely on our side of the fence. It's the reason why he's supporting what we do here on Rush to Reason. So if you need your car fixed, you've been involved in an accident, please do not let your insurance company send you someplace else. Or the other party's insurance company send you someplace else. Go to Al at A Good Shop. Three locations up north to serve you. I don't care if you live in Castle Rock. Take your car to A Good Shop. I don't care if you live in Littleton. Take your car to A Good Shop. Support the folks that are supporting us. And by the way, the majority of the national collision center chains that are in this town, I can tell you right now, don't support us, nor would they. A huge distinction there, folks. And I can rattle off the national chains. If you don't know who they are, email me and I'll tell you. They are not supporting us. So Go see Al at a good shop if you've had any kind of a collision and need a repair. 720-541-7697 or find him at klzradio.com.
You don't need to schedule an appointment or drive anywhere for a free estimate from a good shop. Other than the actual collision itself, scheduling an estimate might be the most stressful part of auto body work because you don't have time for it. You're already worried about how much the repairs will cost. You're worried about how long your vehicle will be out of commission, and you still need to figure out whether or not you should make an insurance claim because you're worried about your premiums going up. Al Sturm, owner of a good shop in North Glen and Commerce City, has always looked to the future, providing new, different, and better services than the corporate conglomerates. Click on the mobile estimate button at klzradio.com/collision and enter your phone number to start taking photos for your free virtual estimate from a good shop. Certified collision repair worth referring. Mention KLZ Radio in your estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
All right, folks, in closing, too, the shooting that was up in Boulder, there's now at least six that have died, maybe more. We don't know the details of it, what exactly happened. You know, why the shooting broke out in the first place. I'm sure more details will come out. As Charlie always tells me, I will not say any more until we have more details. But that right now is all we know. There are six dead. I believe the shooter has been apprehended at this point. I don't know anything more about it other than that. You'll be reading and seeing some of this through the evening tonight. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. That's not good news coming out of South Boulder. By the way, that's the area I grew up in, so that's very kind of near and dear to me because that's the area I grew up in the majority of my life, my young life. So we'll have more on that tomorrow. In the meantime, if you missed the first hour, catch it next. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow right here, same time, same place. Rush to Reason. Be safe. KLZ 560.